My Father's Money, God's Truth and Wisdom About His Economy, from the Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Psalm 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. Psalm 4. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, make me to dwell in safety. Psalm 10. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord abhors. Psalm 15. He that puts not out his money to usury, nor takes reward against the innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. Psalm 16. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Psalm 18. The Lord rewards me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. Psalm 19. And the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Psalm 24. A Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Psalm 25. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he shall show them his covenant. Psalm 28. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Psalm 31. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast worked out for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Psalm 32. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 33. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 35. Let them that shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause, yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 36. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous shows mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Wait on the Lord, keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, for you shall see it. Psalm 39. Surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they that are disquieted in vain, he heapeth up riches, and knows not who shall gather them. Psalm 40. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, and out of a miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. Psalm 41. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in times of trouble. Psalm 45. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth, meekness, and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Psalm 47. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Psalm 49. They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, not one of them by any means can redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For he sees that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person shall perish and leave their wealth to others. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lived, he blessed his soul. And men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. Psalm 50. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 51. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 52. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Psalm 53. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Psalm 62. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Psalm 65. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts, and we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Psalm 66. I will go into thy house with burnt offerings. I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered, and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise your name. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. Psalm 68. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalm 72. For he shall deliver the needy when they cry, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. Psalm 73. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who prosper in this world. They increase in riches. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Psalm 75. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and sets up another. Psalm 76. Bow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. Psalm 78. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spoke against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands. Psalm 81. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Psalm 82. Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy, and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 89. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Psalm 90. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Psalm 92. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teach him out of thy law. Psalm 95. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 96. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, and come into his courts. Psalm 101. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, they that dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Psalm 103. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Psalm 104. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Psalm 105. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. And he gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 106. They forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Psalm 107. Because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and he suffered not their cattle to decrease. Psalm 109. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, let it be far from him. Psalm 111. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He sent redemption unto his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Psalm 115. Their idols are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given unto the children of men. Psalm 116. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Psalm 118. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Psalm 119. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. I rejoice at thy word as one that finds great spoil. Psalm 122. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. Psalm 126. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Psalm 128. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Psalm 135. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Psalm 145. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. The kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Psalm 146. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. Proverbs 1. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Proverbs 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the firstfruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days are in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. Proverbs 4. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when you do embrace her. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Proverbs 6. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of your mouth. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Men do not despise a thief, if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Proverbs 8. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Blessed is a man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whosoever findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Proverbs 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Proverbs 10. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. The lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Proverbs 11. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, but he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Proverbs 12. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Proverbs 13. The soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Proverbs 14. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. He that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. Proverbs 15. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenues of the wicked is trouble. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Better is little with fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. He that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Proverbs 16. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. Proverbs 17. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that has it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. He that has knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Proverbs 18. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and a high wall in his own conceit. A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Proverbs 19. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. He that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he repay him again. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Proverbs 20. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are like abomination to the Lord. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Whosoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Divers weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Proverbs 21. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Whosoever stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bring it with a wicked mind? There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. He that oppresseth the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in the gate. Be not thou one of them that striketh hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 23. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Proverbs 24. Through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come on as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Proverbs 25. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. If thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. If he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. Proverbs 27. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Whosoever keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. For riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation? The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are the price of the field. Proverbs 28. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be very rich and wealthy. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. Whosoever causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. a faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. Whosoever robbeth his father or his mother, and says it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hides his eyes shall have many a curse. Proverbs 29. The righteous consider the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 30. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She considers a field, and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Ecclesiastes 1. What profit hath a man of all his labor, which he taketh under the sun? I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 2. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. There is nothing better for a man, that he should eat and drink, that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor? This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom, and knowledge, and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather, to heap up, that he may give it to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 3. What profit has he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? Ecclesiastes 4. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. Ecclesiastes 5. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that consume them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saving the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much. but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof, to their hurt. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he hath taken under the sun, all the days of his life, which God hath given him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. Ecclesiastes 6. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger consumes it, this is vanity, and it is an evil disease. All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. Ecclesiastes 7. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Ecclesiastes 10. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Ecclesiastes 11. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. He that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Ecclesiastes 12. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. Lord, you shall preserve me from all evil. Lord, you shall preserve my soul. You shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Shade on my right hand.